Mackenzie came out of Jolene's boutique and salon's break room in a foul mood, snapping the plastic apron on her chair back with a loud retort that sent Ronald's client upright underneath her dryer. "Whoa," Ronald said. "Someone's in a crispy mood." "Don't get me started, Ronald," she growled and grabbed her broom to re-sweep her area. Ronald shook his tinged hair, clucked his tongue, and said, "Girl, you're going to wear out that linoleum. Couldn't be any cleaner." Finally, she put away the broom and dropped into her chair with a defeated sigh. Her next customer wasn't due for 10 minutes, and Mrs. Anderson never came on time anyway. Never one to let angry dogs lie, Ronald said, "You've been listening to Jolene's hot dog radio station, I'm betting. You don't have enough stress, those kids of yours, and the cost of daycare?" I know, she trailed off. For a moment, she just clicked her scissors in the air, slow cuts, slicing nothing at all. She stared at herself in the half-length mirror running the length of the salon, touched a finger to one cheek, and frowned at herself. "Doesn't it feel like us women are supposed to go back to the kitchen?" she muttered. "Oh, honey," Ronald replied, walking over to lightly drape an arm over her shoulder in sympathy. "I'm supposed to go back to the closet, not the kitchen," he whispered out of range of Reader Jorgensen, who had stopped reading her Woman's Day magazine to watch the two stylists with considerable interest. "It's hard, Ronnie, really frickin' hard, raising two kids, paying most of my earnings for daycare. Maybe I should go back home, quit knocking myself out. Dan wants me to, but I don't know, maybe if he didn't keep getting laid off." Dan, as Ronald well knew, didn't get laid off. He got his ass fired, usually for drinking on the job. "So much for breadwinning," Ronald told her when the cafe that hired him as morning cook sent him home after he screwed up multiple orders. The front door jingled and Patricia Anderson walked in early. Ronald pulled away abruptly and Nancy welcomed her client. Reader Jorgensen tossed her magazine on the side table, shook her curled head and said over the dryer, "You just hang in there, Nancy. It wasn't us women who screwed up this world, but it's going to be us who fix it. So hang in and don't ever give up." Ronald gave a whoop and a small holler. "Damn right, Mrs. J, damn right." Patricia Anderson took off her coat and parked in Nancy's chair. "Did I miss something?" she asked. "No," Nancy told her. "The revolution's just getting started."